Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. People who don't usually give themselves to public protest about their profession are planning to march in several cities this weekend over concerns about proposed federal budget cuts threatening science programs. Those people are, of course, scientists, Naomi Oreskes among them. Oreskes, who teaches the history of science at Harvard, points to President Trump's repeated claims that climate change is a hoax and his plan to deeply cut federal funding for multiple science agencies.
This is a unique moment where science is under attack and threatened in a way that has never been seen in our lifetime.
Another scientist who shares that concern is John Holdren, who teaches at Harvard and leads the Woods Hole Research Center. Holdren just left the White House after spending 8 years serving as President Obama's chief science advisor.
Science is not just another profession full of workers who are worried about losing their jobs if federal government support for science is slashed, which if President Trump's budget is honored by Congress, it would be. But it is an essential ingredient in good government. And if there is no science and technology advice in government, there are going to be some bad decisions made.
But despite what you say, there will be people on the other end of the radio listening to this who are going to say this really is just scientists trying to protect their jobs and in their funding.
Well, I would say, first of all, if scientists were actually mainly interested in their salaries, they would probably be in another line of work because most scientists could make a lot more money doing something else. Yes, scientists are a special interest group. Their interest is increasing understanding of ourselves, our world, our universe, and applying those understandings to improve the economy, public health, the environment, and national security. And I say those are interests that scientists can be proud of, not embarrassed by.
In the White House budget plan, the Environmental Protection Agency, the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, also Department of Agriculture Research, all might get cut. Can I ask what concerns you most?
The federal government funds most of the basic research, the fundamental research, which is the seed corn from which all applied innovation eventually is going to come. And if government research is cut back, what that's going to mean above all is cutting back on basic research and cutting back on biomedical research. I do very much hope that Congress will not accept a nearly $6 billion cut to the National Institutes of Health, which is, in the world, the driving force behind developing better therapies and ultimately cures for cancer, for developing better therapies and ultimate cures for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's, for diabetes. I mean, the idea of cutting the budget of the world's leading biomedical research operation by $6 billion out of a budget of about $30 billion, so we're talking about a 20% cut at NIH, this would be nuts. And again, we have to hope that Congress won't do it, but the fact that the president wants to do it is telling us something very unsettling about his priorities.
We spoke to former Obama Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, who said that he thinks Trump's plans to cut funding for science agencies may just pose a setback that is more or less temporary. But I take it you don't quite see it that way.
Well, first of all, if we're lucky, the setbacks will be mostly temporary. But let me give you an example of a setback that would not be temporary, that could not be reversed. And that is, if we stop collecting data on the state of our environment, the state of our climate, if, as President Trump has proposed, we cancel various NASA satellite programs that are monitoring what's happening to greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, what's happening to the ice in the Antarctic and in the Arctic, the gaps in data that are produced can never be restored. You can't go back in time and make those measurements again. They're gone forever. That will be very unfortunate for our understanding of what is happening in our world.
What are you hoping the marches will accomplish? What's the end goal?
We are, in the march, I think, aiming more first at the broader public to convey a message, again, about the role of science and technology in society. And, of course, through the public, the Congress. I've made it very clear that my main hope about budgets is that Congress will not accept the proposals in President Trump's budget for science.
Should scientists, who are usually viewed as apolitical and objective, get involved in politics?
In short, is yes. And the reason is that science is already politicized. A huge set of government decisions are already made in a political process. And if the scientific community, who have perhaps a better position than most to judge the stakes in these political decisions, is not willing to participate as citizens in that political process, then one of the most important voices will be absent.
John Holdren, good to meet you. Thank you very much for coming into the studios.
Thanks for having me.
John Holdren served as National Science Advisor to President Obama and has returned to Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and the Woods Hole Research Center.